Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living with your host, Joe Grumbine.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Healthy Living Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Grumbine, and I've got a brand new special guest with me, and his name is Lucky, and we're going to get into that name a little bit, but I've known Lucky now for probably, 10 years?
Got to be close to a decade.
And I've known you almost as long as I knew Tom Corby, and so anyways, it's been a minute or two, and you live up there in Oroville, California, and you're a very interesting cat, and I've always liked you, and I've always liked the willingness that you have to live your life on your terms, and I'd like to certainly hear a little bit about that. So welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. Thanks for getting me involved here.
Well, you know me, I like getting everybody involved in things. I'm kind of an instigator that way.
Good at bringing people together.
Exactly.
Getting us all outside of our caves to organize in different ways.
Yeah. We all have a lot to share. And, you know, the whole premise of this show is that we're sharing our thoughts and ideas about health and living healthy and things that we do to encourage and bring that about. And, you know, there's so many ways, so many kinds of people, so many ideas. There's nothing right or wrong when it comes to this. If it works for you, then it's right. And if it doesn't work for you, then I wouldn't do it.
Work in progress.
It's always a work in progress. So you are a very interesting guy in the sense that you're a farmer like me. You grow a lot of food and medicine and all kinds of, you got a great property. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but my God, you've done so much with it. And I want to hear all about that. But you're also a musician. You're a writer. You're a father, a husband. You're all these things. You're kind of a Renaissance guy, as I fancy myself to be. And I think that's fantastic. Although you're a lot younger than me, which is really good for you. I didn't figure some of my crap out till I got older and, you know, beaten up and tired. And you still got the youth of the blood of the youth running through your veins. So I will take my hat off to you for that. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what brought you up to where you're at, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been going by Lucky for a couple of years now, and that came from a dog walking service that I started when I first got to California, and I was living in the Bay Area, and I was just looking for a L adjective to go with my last name, Lyons. And my roommate at the time said that I had been pretty lucky in how I had found my way to their organization, which was a little indoor or a couple different indoor growing facilities in the Bay Area.
All right.
And I was a fresh graduate from Indiana and just came to California because I knew I wanted to grow herb. And this was the only place that was really growing herb in that in 2011.
Right.
And so I moved to the Bay Area with some cousins of mine. 2 months in, they were asking me to move out because they only had a small amount of space. And so I went looking for an opportunity to grow. And I was thinking about moving back to the Midwest already. It wasn't really working out 2 months in. And I met some people on a trip up at the Russian River. And I'd eaten a little mushrooms and was walking around and telling people I was looking for something to do over here in California. And I met a really cool growing family that let me stay at one of their places in San Francisco.
All right.
So I learned a lot about indoor growing, what to do, what not to do, a lot about what not to do at first.
Yeah, everybody gets those lessons.
It was always nice. I say it was nice to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
And all through life, all the way, being able to watch people and not have to learn the same thing they learn, because you can watch them mess up.
Absolutely.
But I learned I didn't want to be growing indoors under lights with chemicals. I didn't really understand the difference between that and organic farming at the time. I was just trying to grow herb because I liked growing herb, and I was trying to make some money. And so I reconnected with an old friend from Ohio. So I'm from Ohio, and there was an old friend from Ohio who was with a buddy up here in the Orville area, up in the mountains north of Orville.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big organic grower and didn't want, he was like vegan organic grower, changed my mind, you know, changed. I hadn't seen anything like it at first, you know, from coming from Ohio, and I wasn't even allowed to bring burgers into his house. it was like I tried to get some spray for the poison oak or something that was like a Roundup spray, you know, or I don't even remember at the time, but I got it. I brought it up there, and he was like, "No way, man, get this out of here." And I had no idea what it even meant. You know, that was 10 years ago. You know, or like 9 years ago, or no, I guess it's been 12, a little over 10 years ago. I moved up to his place in 2012.
Okay.
And so I started seeing how herb was grown differently, organically, and he made a big deal about his food being organic, and I didn't really understand it at the time. And then I started seeing more and more, and it all started clicking. That not just what we feed our herb matters, what we feed our food matters, and what we're eating matters so much.
Turns out everything matters.
Everything matters. The impacts, you know, it's like coming disconnected. And it's crazy how close the disconnection can be, but it's like right there. A lot of people are right there to figuring the whole thing out on, you know, healthy living.
Right.
But the information is, you know, maybe not easy to come by, and the conditioning is deep. So it's like.
Well, the motivation for people to do things right is different from the motivation for people to do things wrong. And the wrong motivation motivates generally greedy people that benefit from other people's misfortune. And the right motivation, generally hardworking people trying to help themselves. And there's just more of the first than the latter, but I think we're gaining on it. I think little by little,
totally,
we're growing. I like
it's
that.
It's growing fast. Growing fast, you know. It's like from that time, 2012. You know, it's like just a few little conversations, you know, about organic growing and getting organic food. And you know, I went back to Ohio telling the organic story, and everyone was looking at me like I was crazy. Got big arguments with family members about, you know, silly things, you know, about, you know, it's not possible to feed the world with organic farming and conversations like that I thought were pretty obvious, you know, coming from my perspective at the time, but it's still, you know.
When you see something work and you see what it can do and you feel it as much as you see it. Like, you know, when you grow some good food and you eat that good food and you know how it makes you feel, you get it. Like, it's like, it becomes your gospel. Like, you know, this truth. It
tells itself. Yeah.
And then you try to tell somebody else and they don't get it, you know?
Yeah. Like, ah, why can't McDonald's, you understand? They can't understand it. They have the, you know, the exactly. McDonald's. Who knows what else? It's tough to.
It's a rough.
Get through people's but it's growing rapidly, you know, and more and more people every day. And it's like, you know, the organic aisles at the grocery store are growing like crazy. And
exactly.
Everybody's at least wanting to be healthy, you know, even if the misinformation is still getting them. Most people are on this mindset that they want to feel better and live better. And
Well, you know, if you contrast it to what's happening to people my age and even younger, a lot of people younger than me, cancers are popping up everywhere. People are getting early onset dementia. They're getting strokes, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, all of these things that are food related and environment related and chemical related and stress related. And you put all of those things that is this world that people are living in now. You and I look at your background and you look at mine. It's not so much that, is it?
Gardens, yeah.
Exactly. So we choose to live in a garden, and a garden that produces food, light, sunshine, or not, doesn't produce it, produces clean air, produces vegetables, herbs, fruits, all the things that you need, even the animals. If you need to eat some animals, they're here too. And I mean, it just, it's all here.
The connection and, back. You know, that's
when you get all your stuff at a store or a restaurant where you don't know where it came from, it you're disconnected from everything, and you're putting stuff in, you don't know anything about it. You, if you learned about some of the things and you start looking at how they make some of the foods, and you're like, do you know what you're eating? And no, they don't. They just don't. It tastes all right and it's cheap.
Tough, you know, it's this big marketing scheme that, you know, like. Even the label, even the healthy labeling things, you know, they'll label something healthy, even organic. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like once you start seeing it, you know, it's all almost anything at the grocery store is on. I was laughing a couple of years ago, the beginning of COVID, we were having a conversation about keeping people out of grocery stores that didn't get vaccinated. You know, like a family member of mine that was real close. Yeah. Was telling us, like, you know, I think that if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't be allowed to go to the grocery stores.
Yeah, and that's the very same person after he got COVID five times after three boosters and 12 vaccines, and he's still sick, and I didn't get a single shot, and I haven't gotten sick. I don't know. Maybe it's just luck.
The funny part
maybe
of
I'm
it
lucky.
Was I got, you know, at first was like emotional reaction, you know, it was like, I can't believe you'd say something like that. It's crazy. But then I thought about it and I was like, man, almost the only thing holding me back from really healthy living, full on healthy living, is being able to go to the grocery store. I'm able to go
right
to the grocery store and get chips if I want, you know, or get whatever I want.
You can get juice, some chips.
Oh, whatever I want, ice cream, whatever I want. I'm full on access to, you know, all these preserved things. You know, anything that's at the grocery store, it had to be preserved for a moment. Even the fruit and the veggies are getting sprayed like crazy just to get to this grocery store. Even the organic stuff's like.
They even got this new, Bill Gates came up with this organic spray that is super toxic. Yeah, and you can't even trust friggin' fruit that says organic on it. It's like that stuff, you can't do anything about it. It's got forever chemicals in it. And they just, no problem, it's organic. Ah! You ever
it's on, that on, story? On one level, we can process it all because we've been processing it forever. You know, we've been processing these chemicals since the beginning, you know, since we were born in a hospital somewhere and someone, you know, and we were out of breast milk, we got our formula for the first time or whatever it was, we've been digesting these chemicals. So the reality is we can live, you know, healthy, you know, on these chemicals, especially if we're like, you know, processing it. I've been saying, you know, I was laughing back in Ohio. I have a really healthy uncle who's been like a religious person his whole life, and he didn't drink, didn't smoke, and but he went to McDonald's all the time, you know, but right. he prayed over his food every meal, you know, right. He's like, thanking God for
make McDonald's, it okay, yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I have this, you know, I have that part of me as well that knows that, you know, we have the ability to change the, you know, the structure of what this food is, even when it is bad for us, you know, if we, and on one level or another, we can bless it to be a little bit better than, and digest it a little bit more than,
you know, you're spot on.
one of the biggest things is knowing that something's bad for you and eating it while you know that it's bad for you. And you're telling yourself, this is bad for me.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah.
Every bite of the way. And it's like, you're eating that bad vibe the whole time. But if you're like, this is bad for me, I'm still going to thank my spirits for it. And hopefully it's like, it does the best it can in nourishing my body.
Sure.
Or a friend of mine cooked it. I know that they put their love into this meal. Even if I know that some of the ingredients are questionable, I'll still eat this meal because I know they put a little love into it,
If you look back through history and all the crazy things that have happened, I believe very strongly that the placebo effect is 100%. There's nothing your body can't do. And there's been people that have been stranded in the wilderness and they didn't get enough nourishment, not enough water, and they still came out okay somehow. And it's happened a million times in over millions of years. And I think everything is up here, every single thing, and it's all here. And if you got those two things in the right frequency and you're working with the right intention, I mean, I think it's possible to fix anything, and including, like you said, and I really hadn't thought about that till you just mentioned it that way, that you're just as much as like products I make with intention so that they work better. And when I'm making them, I'm thinking about, okay, this is going to be great. The best thing
work.
Is going to help these people. It's going to change lives. And then I have people call me up and they're like, I don't know why your stuff's so good, but I had the other guy's stuff that was just like yours and it didn't work for shit. And yours is great. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe just lucky, but it's all true. The other day I was talking to somebody and I was talking about an issue that I was dealing with. And I says, I'm calling upon and summoning my placebo effect and I'm invoking my placebo and I'm using it with the highest good. And I'm like, that's my superpower. Why not? Right. I mean,
yeah, you got it. Might as well use it.
Exactly. But it's certainly a lot easier just to go about making some really good food and
totally.
growing it right,
and it helps your mind and your spirit digest things. When you don't have your homegrown meals, like if you're in a good connected place, then when you're interacting with this world around us that has these crazy ingredients, it's way easier to process it and digest it than if you're just, like I've been saying, what hit me really hard this year was realizing the compounded generations that have like been disconnected. Like I had my grandparents were introduced to all these chemicals, but they still had a garden. Luckily, I had grandparents that had a backyard garden.
Mm-hmm. And so did I.
My whole trajectory was them having a little garden. Mm-hmm. So many other people that the grandparents didn't have a garden.
Yeah. No, I learned how to garden from my grandparents and then from my father. I mean, it was just, I was lucky.
Yeah. It's like this thing that's not that far disconnected. 100 years ago, everybody was growing everything.
You had to. Yeah. And if you wanted to eat, you had to grow your food.
And then all of a sudden, we have, we're already like three generations in. There's some kids out here that haven't, no one in their family has had living food for three generations, and that's crazy to think about, the impacts that I feel like on just one meal. If I was just to eat one meal at McDonald's, the impacts I would be aware of in my own little system.
Right.
It's like someone's coming from three generations of nothing but McDonald's,
exactly.
And nothing but whatever the pharmaceuticals or, pharmacies are pushing and everything else, it's like it's a really deep disconnect for a lot of people, and I feel that really deep.